Now, dealing with grief following the loss of a loved one has changed hugely over the last year as a result of COVID. Funerals are restricted to stop the spread of the virus, but that means that families need to keep apart when they should be supporting each other. We'll be hearing about bereavement supports for people in just a few moments. But first, Cian McCormack has been speaking to families who've lost loved ones to COVID and families whose loved ones have died and funerals impacted by the lockdown.
Were you close to Paddy?
Oh, loved him to bits. He was my grandfather, but he was my best friend. Like,
Jacqueline O'Driscoll's grandfather, Paddy Hurley, died 2 weeks ago this Saturday.
I miss hearing his voice, and I do have videos of him and stuff on my phone, and I'm playing them all the time and everything. But just to see his face and give him a hug and just hold his hand and everything, and it's just not right. And
the 86-year-old from Bandon in County Cork had COVID-19.
We were told that there was a positive case and then that they were being tested. It was only in a matter of a few days then that he was gone.
In his final hours, Paddy's family stood in the freezing cold, looking at him through a window as he lay in his nursing home bed.
Like, there was only two family members allowed in, but we've underlying conditions as well. So it's like, you know, some of us couldn't go in. Like, we couldn't hold his hand or tell him anything or do anything for him. And just watch from the window. Just my other uncle then was there when he actually did pass. At least he'd someone, you know.
Paddy's funeral wasn't what it should have been, according to Jacqueline.
That was only 10 people allowed into the church then as well, you see. I mean, he didn't get a proper send-off, you know. Even though the neighbours all came out, in fairness, they couldn't have done enough. They all came out to show their respect and lined up the whole place. But it's not the same. Like, none of the family even hugged each other. We didn't. Then after, it was just into the car and away to our own houses. It wasn't, like, I mean, I have cried, but I haven't grieved properly. It's like, I still go to ring him, or I don't feel real. And I know all the family feels the same as well. Like, it's not right, like.
In Dublin, Siobhan Diprose's father died over Christmas.
My dad passed on Stevens's Day. His name was Jim Nealon. He was 91. He actually passed away in his nursing home. It was natural causes, and I was allowed to stay until he passed on Stevens's morning.
For Siobhan, the pandemic means grief in isolation. Her family experienced that.
When you reflect back on it a week or two later, there's nothing there to reflect back on, you know. None of those conversations or stories or ham sandwiches or hugs. And even going back to my mum's house, it was just a bit weird because we were all sitting there, all 10 of us with our masks on. Even the sandwiches that we made for the house for the 10 of us and having a cup of tea. Like, we all had to go into separate rooms to eat them. So it is a very isolated situation at the moment. We have been isolated from each other too in grief, you know, where we should be coming together.
In Talla, Tracy Lanny's 74-year-old mother Susan died over Christmas after a heart attack.
My mum passed away on the 27th of December. Quite sudden, and it was shocking.
Tracy is angry with restrictions on funerals.
You know, nobody could come and say their goodbyes, which you do feel you were robbed from. Do you know that way? That was so upsetting and distraught for all of us. Like, even if it was only siblings of the family of the deceased person, even if you had something like that. I went down to Corker Park last Sunday. It was absolutely disgraceful, the amount of people that were down there. No social distance. All children swinging on monkey bars. Nobody was cleaning hands. Nobody was sanitising hands. But yeah, we weren't allowed to have anyone in the church that you could well do your 2 metre social distance. So it's, you know, it's like double standards.
And Jacqueline O'Driscoll, who we heard from earlier, says people need to continue to reduce social contacts so they can avoid what her family has experienced.
Communities come together at times like this, like, and I mean, we're keeping apart for a reason. I read a thing on Facebook that said the numbers are becoming names now. I mean, everyone knows someone that's been affected at this stage. And I mean, if they don't wake up now, we could be dealing with this for longer than, you know, we should be, like.
Jacqueline O'Driscoll, ending that report by Cian McCormack. We had hoped to talk to the Hospice Foundation, but I'm afraid the clock has just caught up on us this lunchtime. We perhaps will get back to them at a subsequent stage, but in the meantime, let me just give you their free phone support line, the Irish Hospice Foundation bereavement support line. It's a 1-800 number, 1-800-80-70-77, 80-70-77, and they're operating from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Monday to Friday.